going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, a Friday afternoon Jazz Fest is going on. Zurich Classic is going on the West Bank. And tonight, the Plaquemines Seafood Festival kicks off. That's going to be a lot of fun. And you know you can get your grilled oysters there and a lot of great seafood in Plaquemines Parish. I'm Scoot on the air. It is a free-for-all Friday. And, you know, I say it every Monday. Just hang on. I know it's Monday. I know you're down. Don't be down on Monday. It's going to be Friday before you know it. And here we are at Friday already, heading into the weekend. And I can tell you that a lot of people are at Jazz Fest. Because I could tell when I pulled into the parking lot here at the station in the building that there were a lot of empty spaces that are usually filled by the time I get here. Empty spaces because people are taking time off to go to Jazz Fest. And a lot of stuff going on this weekend at Jazz Fest. A lot of great performers. The Dave Matthews Band, Branford Marcellus Quartet, local people, national people. John Fogerty was last night. Casey Musgrave is today. Cheap Trick is coming up in a little while. Gladys Knight in just a little while. And then Saturday is really a big day at Jazz Fest with Big Frida, Tank and the Bangas, Irma Thomas, Lil Wayne and Roots, Harry Connick Jr., Babyface, and the Dixie Cups. And then Sunday, Paul Varisco and the Milestones on the festival stage at, I think, 12:30. And, you know, that's a fun band. And for those of you who don't know, Paul Varisco back in the 60s had a big hit that was one of the top hits on the Billboard Hot 100 chart nationally. And it was called Gotta Have Love. I'm sure he will be playing that. Cyril Neville, the Revivalist, Dave Matthews Band. An interesting band that is consisting of three sisters called Heim. They're going to close out the Shel Gentile stage Sunday, and I'm going to sample their music coming up in a little while. They're very, very good. Like that band. Also, Tab Benoit, who is local but also known nationally, has a brand new album out. Tab Benoit is going to be on the festival stage, and that's going to be at 1:45 Sunday afternoon. So for those of you who get to Jazz Fest, make it to the festival stage and see Tab. He's really very interesting, and we're going to talk to Tab in just a moment, but I want to share with you, I want to sample the title track from his new album, I Hear Thunder. And this is Tab Benoit, described as being a swamp rocker, blues rock, really a very spiritual, soulful singer. And hearing thunder is really a metaphor for not just thunder. Listen, very soulful music, Tab Benoit. Tab, welcome to WWL.
Thanks for having me, Scoop. How you doing, man?
I'm great. Look, talk about what thunder represents in this song, I Hear Thunder.
You know, kind of represents a lot of things down here. I mean, you know, we have storms on a fairly regular basis. So, you know, There's always a piece of that, I think, in anything I'm going to write. When I write songs, I always go out into the swamp and I'm at my camp right now. So, we take the boat out, we go sit in the swamp, and we play music for the alligators. So, that day I was out there with Anders Osborne and George Porter. We've been friends for a long time, and they wanted to come help me, put some songs together for this album. And, I said, well, let's go to the camp. And this is where I do my stuff. All my work is done out in the swamp. I like to get away from man-made things and away from the city, away from, buildings. And we took the boat out and go park out into the cypress trees. And, as soon as we pulled up, we tied up the tree and we heard thunder.
Yeah, so I guess it represents some of the threatening things in life.
It does, but it starts out, songwriting to me starts out as something simple, and then once you get started, you start hearing how it can be a metaphor for other things, and then those kind of influences get into the song. So, it's simple things like that is the way I like to put songs together. I like to keep things as simple as possible. That way the audience, can determine what they're getting from the song and figure out what it means to them. Every song should, that's kind of like where I think the videos kind of ruin music in a lot of ways, because it gave you a visual instead of letting you come up with that visual in your own mind. Growing up in music, I know you're a fan of music, and listening to music back in the day when you put a record on, you had a visual in your brain. Like every time I hear Peg by Steely Dan, I still see cane fields passing by, because the first time I heard the song was in my dad's car driving through the cane fields to go visit family over there in White Castle, So that memory is still in, that visual memory is still in there, no matter what I see after that, And I like to keep those visuals individualized so that each person can determine what they see from that song, when they hear it.
I like that you leave it up to the audience to decide what the meaning of the song is. And for years Don McLean really didn't want to ever talk about what American Pie meant. He said it means what people interpret it to mean. And I think that's really, you can intend one thing, but it can be received by somebody else as a different meaning.
I know. I just saw something on Carly Simon just a couple of days ago where they're still trying to figure out what that song is, who that song is about.
I think they've determined that it was about Warren Beatty, but Mick Jagger does background
vocals.
Really
wasn't.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
It really wasn't.
I've heard her say it was, and that So yes, there's something good about the mystique of songs. So when you're writing a song, Tab, what comes first, the lyrics or the music?
For me, it's kind of both. I like to keep those things together. That way, the music is running with the lyrics, and together they make a package deal. And you get the visual of the song, because the sound of what's going on is the vibe and the feel. And the lyrics should be playing with that. Not playing against it or trying to change what the feeling of the music is. I like to keep them together. So when I write a song, it's kind of all at once, and it's very quick. There's nothing, I don't haggle over songs, because I don't want to second guess myself, and I don't want to go back and think, well, maybe I could do this, maybe I could do that. I like to take the options out of it, because your gut feeling as an artist is really what you should put on the canvas. The first thing you think is what you should throw at it, and I don't want to change that. Even though I might think I could do it better, that's, I think that's part of being an artist, and I think that's important to always think that I can do it better. but you still have to put down that moment, because what we're doing is capturing moments. Yeah. And I'm still doing music the old way as far as that goes. I mean, we play live in a studio. The record, the album was recorded, everybody playing together. I didn't go back in and fix vocals. I didn't go back in and do guitar solos. Everything that we played as a band is what you hear on the album, exactly as we played it.
You know, Tab, I wonder how many times Bernie Taupin, you know, gave lyrics to Elton John, and Elton John put the melody to it, and Bernie Taupin thought to himself, no, that's not what I meant. That's not what I intended. That's not the sound that I wanted with that.
You know, probably not that often with them two, because I saw a video clip of Elton John getting a page of lyrics from Bernie Taupin, and it looked like he read over it for a minute and went, oh, I know exactly what to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's the way that they write, because Elton John's not writing lyrical content. I think that the way that they write is the same way in a lot of ways that I'm doing it. It's just separated between two people.
Yeah.
All right, it seems like as soon as he hears it, as soon as he sees the lyric, yeah, he knows what the music should be.
Yeah, no, it's all been good, but I just wondered if there were times like Bernie Taupin would think, you know, I really didn't hear that melody with those lyrics. Let's sample another track from the album, I Hear Thunder, new album from Tab Benoit, who's going to be on the festival stage at Jazz Fest this Sunday afternoon. The song is called Why. All right, the song is called Why. So, Tab, tell us about this song. It's about losing somebody in your life.
It was actually kind of about everything that's going on in life. If you look at all the lyrics together, it's just the time that we're in, and everybody kind of trying to figure out, you know, what's next? What do we do next? What do we do with this? What do we do with that? You know, everybody's being thrown so much information these days with the way that media works and the way that the news works and the way that everybody feels like, wow, we can't get out of this hole. And a lot of it is just trying to break us down to that. This song to me is breaking it down to the essential elements that make us human beings living on planet Earth, with everything that's going to happen on this planet, you know, that we have no control over, and asking why, you know, why is this way? Why is it that way? Why is the planet still turning, and why is the sun still burning? And both of them can take us out at any time, but we're still alive and we're still here.
Yeah. I love that you write from a very insightful perspective, thoughtful. You can tell that this music and you sing it as well, this comes from your soul.
No doubt about it. I mean, I come from the blues, so, you know, it's all about soul. And it was never really about trying to make a sound out of something or trying to make some great piece of music that I can't reproduce live. Everything that I do, I'm a live artist. I travel the country 200 days a year, traveling, you know, by bus, driving. We don't fly in the shows. We drive every mile. We see every piece of the country twice a year. And, you know, I get a chance to experience the entire country and talk to people and see what's going on in each state. And all of those things end up in the music, because I'm playing music for them. This is for the audience. And, you know, there's people that still come to see me after, you know, seeing me for 35 years of doing this. I still have some of the same people that still come to my shows when I go to their towns. And it's become your friends and family, not just fans.
Yeah. I know it's got to be interesting to travel the country and just, you know, a lot of people who live here and were born here, they don't go that far from here. And it's really interesting to see how different this country is in other parts of the country.
It's more interesting to see how much it is the same.
That's interesting too, yeah.
To me, everybody that I talk to we are the same in so many ways. We have a different accent, and you know, maybe they can't cook as good as us. But that's why they come to us for the good cooking. Yeah. There's things that we're good at. There's things that they're good at. If we put all of those things together, we have a great place. It's no wonder why other people love our country and want to be a part of it. Yeah. Because we are that great melting pot, and I get a chance to see it firsthand. You know, I don't watch the news because I see it firsthand. I talk to people firsthand, and my social media is actually talking to people.
Tab, when you're at Jazz Fest on Sunday, will there be a moment when you're going to sneak away and get some of the food at Jazz Fest? And what's some of your favorite food at Jazz Fest?
Well, it's always a tradition for me to get crawfish bread. Yeah. You know, Jay Monkey D turned me on to that when I played like my first Jazz Fest. And it's been a tradition every year that I got to get crawfish bread, you know.
Right.
That's the only one that I have to get every year, you know, just because it's a tradition. And I've been playing Jazz Fest for 30 plus years. The first time I played Jazz Fest was 1989 with Tabby Thomas.
Yeah. Well, Tab, so I want to tell you that, you know, I dearly love your mom, Miss Evelyn Benoit, who named a racehorse after me, and I was so honored by that. And I spent a lot of time hanging out with your mom, and she is just an amazing person, and I love her to death.
Yeah, I know that, you know, y'all been talking, and she's been on your show, and she told me that, and other people have told me that. Heard your mom on the radio, you know.
Well, Tab, have a great show. Have a great show Sunday.
Thank
I know
you.
The crowd's going to love it. And you know, and speaking to us like this, you know, you've introduced yourself and some personal things about yourself and your writing that are going to make a lot of people take note and pay attention to you when maybe they didn't before. So I think it's good that you've spent time with us talking about who you are and your songwriting and your new album. And we're going to go to the break with another cut from the new album, I Hear Thunder, Still Gray. So, Tab Benoit, have a great show Sunday afternoon, 1:45 on the festival stage, and thanks for being with us here on WWL.
Thanks for having me on, Scoot.
A very soulful singer, and you hear him talking about how he sings about America, about people, about the people that he sees. And it's interesting that I go around the country and I see different things, but, you know, he's right. There is a common denominator that we do share, and in so many ways we are alike. But I love the depth of his lyrics and his music. Tab Benoit, maybe you got a chance to hear a side of him that you didn't know about. He's going to be on the festival stage, 1:45 Sunday afternoon. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, here we are, Friday afternoon. All right, there's a band performing at Jazz Fest. It's made up of three sisters, and the band is called Haim, H-A-I-M, Haim. They're going to be performing on the Shel Gentile stage, closing it out at 5:30 Sunday afternoon. I had never heard of this band, and I did a little research, and I want to sample some of their music. A lot of you have heard of Haim. I haven't heard of Haim. I'm really kind of impressed with their music. Here's a song from Haim. We'll sample this. Nobody, No Crime. All right, this is, in particular, this is Taylor Swift featuring Haim. So, yeah, they have been, like, background for a lot of different performers. But it's a great song, Nobody, No Crime. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see these three sisters on stage performing Sunday at Jazz Fest. All right, so let's go to one more song. This is Haim. Pray to God is this other song from Haim. All right, that's Haim in the background. They're featured on this. This is Calvin Harris with Haim. But again, Haim is going to be on stage, the three sisters, as far as I know, alone at Jazz Fest. And they're involved in some good music. So I think it's going to be really interesting. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. Don't forget, Draft Fest continues here on WWL right after this show at 4 o'clock. I was in the car listening last night when the Saints made their first pick. I am thrilled with this first pick. I know, you know, it's not that sexy to pick an offensive lineman, but we talked extensively about this earlier in the show. And you have to have an offensive line. And the Saints have not always had a good offensive line. They did in the Super Bowl run. The Philadelphia Eagles have proven this last season that you have to have a good offensive line. And Kellen Moore, who was their coach, is now their offensive coordinator, is now our head coach. So he understands this. You can have a great quarterback, and if you don't have a good offensive line, you're not going to have a good team. You can have a great offensive line and an average quarterback, and you've got a better chance of having a good team. But I am hoping that today in the second round that the Saints select a quarterback. And I hope it's a running quarterback because I think the Saints have got to move in that direction. They have that in Spencer Rattler. I'm sure he's going to have a fair shot. But, you know, picking a quarterback in the second round, I mean, maybe this is a quarterback that goes on to become a franchise quarterback. Remember, Tom Brady was selected in the sixth round of the draft. So, you know, not everybody reaches a peak in college. And we've seen a lot of people reach a peak in college and they don't do that much when they get to the NFL. So I'm excited about the draft today. Tune in today because we've just got great, great coverage. The guys are going to be live at Hooters this afternoon on Veterans Highway. And also, just very briefly, I want to remind you about the movie Conclave. I wrote a blog about this. It's posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and also Instagram. And you should be able to find it on Instagram. But anyway, it's on the SOTA Facebook page. And I talk about how the movie in the beginning is kind of slow. Now, this movie was at the theaters not long ago, and I wanted to see it but didn't get around to it. So I was really compelled to see this movie after Pope Francis passed away. Because the movie Conclave is about what goes on behind the scenes in the Catholic Church when they select a pope after a pope has passed away. Now, the movie Conclave is fiction, but it's based on reality. And there is sort of a surprise ending, and the ending, I think, is just an indication that the Catholic Church does keep secrets. And we know that they have kept secrets about pedophile priests over the years. So I found this movie to be really compelling, even though it was kind of slow in the beginning. I streamed it on Amazon Prime Video, but you may stream it somewhere else. It's available for streaming. You know, you can buy it or you can rent it. I just rented it. But I thought it was a really good political thriller. It's cerebral. And as I have mentioned in the beginning, you hear a lot of names. It's kind of slow in the beginning, but go ahead and invest in the movie. And it's going to be worthwhile. I mean, especially if you're Catholic and you're interested in what's going on in the Catholic Church. Again, I remind you, it's a fictional movie, but this is based on some of the drama and the politics that go on behind the scenes with the selection of a new pope. And we have known that for many, many years. We've known that a lot goes on, and we've known that it is very political. And there's a lot of lobbying going on for this person or this person to become the next priest, the next pope. One of the things that I'm most interested in, as I have said, Pope Francis was a very liberal pope. He was very supportive of a lot of things that traditional Catholics and popes of the past had not embraced. And I thought Pope Francis was a great pope for that reason. Is the Catholic Church going to find somebody like Pope Francis to continue this new direction? Or are they going to revert back and find somebody who is a staunch Catholic devout Catholic dedicated to traditional Catholic doctrine. I hope they go for somebody like Pope Francis, who is going to blaze new trails and invite new people to the Catholic Church. So anyway, you can view a conclave, and it might be fun to do it this weekend. As I said, when I was watching it, it was like watching the news. I mean, I felt like I was watching, okay, this is going on right now, and it's just so interesting that a pope has just passed away, and here's this popular movie about what the Catholic Church does when the pope passes away. All right, Big Frieda at Jazz Fest this weekend. Big Frieda's going to be at Jazz Fest, let's see, tomorrow afternoon. Big Frieda's on the festival stage at 1:55. Now, Big Frieda, who's known for bounce, Big Frieda seems to be morphing into some kind of a gospel message, some kind of a religious opening, a religious awareness. Big Frieda's doing stuff that's a little different, so don't expect traditional bounce. You may get some of that, but also be prepared to hear Big Frieda doing some stuff that might be a little more religious-based. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, here we are, Friday afternoon. Soon it will be, what?
Friday night.
There is a new Star Wars movie set to begin production this fall, set to be released in 2027. It stars Ryan Gosling. Of course, Ryan Gosling. Hot actor right now, man. The guy's like, you know, on top of the world. The movie is going to be titled Star Wars Starfighter, set for release for May of 2027. I'm sure that'll be Memorial Day weekend. It's a big weekend for release of movies. The new Star Wars movie is set 5 years after Star Wars Episode IX, The Rise of Skywalker, which was released in 2019, but it will be outside of the Skywalker story as a standalone film. So I know a lot of Star Wars fans are looking forward to that. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your recent text messages.
Here's a text from Big Al and the Heavyweights. They're on the road in Burlington, Iowa.
Oh, awesome.
Saying hello and happy Friday.
Hey, listen, good luck and thanks. We love sampling your music on the show.
Here's a text that says, we've been talking about so much today. This is about the draft pick. We've gone offensive line first round for years, and they almost always turn out to be a bust. We're obviously not good at drafting OL, so let's try something else.
Well, look, I hope it works this time because this guy, Kelvin Banks, seems to be an outstanding pick. And just because mistakes have been made in the past, we've got a new coach who I hope is having a lot of say-so in these selections, because sometimes people fall into a routine and it doesn't work out well, and they stick with their routine, and they get fatigued, and they don't realize it, and you know they're going through the motions, and they're not doing anything exciting and new. I think this may be a change, but you know you're right. We have had offensive line picks that have been a bust.
Here's a text from Ken. Ken says, "I watched Conclave last night. You're spot on. What I truly took away from the movie was that the Cardinals and virtually all priests are human." Just like the rest of us. We are all invaluable. Love your show.
Boy, that's right. Hey, thanks, man. I'm glad you enjoyed the movie.
And I'll leave you with this one. April is listening from Tickfaw and gave us a recommendation for a sort of unusual Jazz Fest dish. April says, you got to go get eggplant Napoleon with crawfish cream from Boudreaux's backyard.
All right. That sounds interesting. I still have to have my snowball from Plum Street Snowballs. Hey, let's go to Slim. Slim, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Slim.
How you doing? How you doing, school?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Fine.
Good. You taking care of yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, it's hot outside.
Oh, yeah, it's hot outside, Slim. In fact, if you can stay inside, you got AC? You stay inside if you can. I try and stay inside, too, yeah, because it gets a little hot out there for me.
Because I'd be drinking a lot of water too.
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta hydrate. You gotta hydrate. So, look, Slim, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I've got to get to a break here, but I do appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
Slim, you have a great weekend. Yeah, Slim calls in once in a while. Good guy. Hey, listen, let me give you an update on Carlos Santana. He's going to be part of Jazz Fest 2025. Carlos Santana was backstage at the Majestic Theater in San Antonio. It's kind of like their version of our Sanger. figured it was really a great place. He was in San Antonio ready to go on stage, and he had a physical episode. And just out of an abundance of caution, Santana was taken to the hospital. It turned out to be dehydration. So he was treated. He's doing well. Carlos Santana is fine, and he's going to be ready for Jazz Fest. So it's cool. It's good to know that. And even if you weren't going to be at Jazz Fest, it's nice to know that Carlos Santana is doing well, because he's such an iconic legend, and it's always great to have him on the stage in New Orleans. And so he'll be at Jazz Fest coming up. But it's going to be a big weekend, and do the best you can to, you know, put the sunblock on, wear hats, just do the best you can to hydrate, and stay cool as best as you can. Hey, hang on one second. I got to get to the code word, because we still have another pair of tickets to give away to Jazz Fest next weekend. And let's see, the code word today is Lanyap, LAGNIAPPE, Lanyap. Now, you need this word. You can't use any other word. You need the word Lanyap. Go to our website, wwl.com/contest with an S. wwl.com/contest with an S. Use the word Lanyap, and you're registered to win a pair of tickets to see Jazz Fest next weekend with Pearl Jam and Luke Combs and Lenny Kravitz and Cage the Elephant, Santana, and Trombone Shorty, and many others. So good luck and good festing from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. All right, on this day in 1955, John Walker, with the British delegation to the United Nations Commission on Narcotic Drugs, 1955, announced that there was a definite connection between increased marijuana smoking and that form of music called bebop. This is an example of bebop. This is Charlie Parker. The song is Coco. And in 1955, this British delegate said that there was a definite connection between increased marijuana smoking and bebop music. You know, once again, they got it wrong. I mean, I just can't see that, this music would make me want to spark a doob. I mean, I might want to spark a doob just to get through the music. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Draft First Take with Charlie and Jeff coming up next. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchors Courtney P. and Chris Miller, and Traffic with Courtney P. Thank you for being part of the show. Love you, New Orleans.